The poskim, the rabbis, discuss the following question: the usability of a non-kosher substance, the usability of using for a mitzvah purpose something that originates from a non-kosher source. So in fact, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Chof Ches, and Daf 28, has a whole long discussion. And in the discussion, it discusses the Tachash. What was the Tachash, as Rashi tells us in Chumash? It was a beautiful, multicolored animal. And what was unique about it is it only existed during the time of the Mishkan, and it became extinct. And they used to use this tachash, this skin, this animal, they used to use this skin to make the cover for the Mishkan. So in fact, the Gemara wanted to know, originally, was this tachash kosher? The skin that they used in the Mishkan from this animal, the Gemara entertains the question if it was kosher or not. The conclusion of the Gemara is that it was kosher, that this Tachash only had one horn. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Tehillim and other places that any animal with one horn was kosher, and it's the bottom line is Tachash was kosher. But the Gemara wants to know, my hilchos said like that, if it's only relevant for that time, what's the, you know, we can't learn out the principle from there. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Ches, wants to go through the discussion, do you have to use, when you're doing a mitzvah, does it have to come from a kosher animal, from a kosher source? So the Gemara over there quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Pasuk Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes, 39, regarding the mitzvah of tefillin. It says you should put on, we know, the mitzvah of tefillin you put on your arm and you put on your head. And then the Torah says, L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So the Torah of Hashem will be on your lips. So, like you're talking Torah. However, the Gemara makes a drasha. What do you mean? L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. What does it mean that the Torah should be on your lips? The Gemara learns out from this pasuk that the hides used for the parchment of tefillin, for the mitzvah of tefillin, when you have to write the parchment inside the batim, you have parchment. It comes from hides from an animal. It must be from minamutar beficha. It must come from something which is permitted to eat, i.e., from the hides of a kosher animal. So that's the Gemara's drasha. Based on the mitzvah of Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, we learn out that there's a mitzvah of writing the parchment of tefillin on a kosher. So that's black and white. There's no machlok. There's no dispute on that. The parchment from the tefillin must be on a kosher animal, minamuta beficha, because Gaman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. So the Gemara asks, but there's a statement of Rav Yosef in the Gemara there in Daf Chav Ches. The Rav Yosef has the following principle: Well, hukshuru l'malecha shamayim el'or behema tahora bilvad. That only the hides of kosher animals may be used in the service of Hashem in melecha shamayim. So the question is: do we have a general rule that the kosher animals may be used in the service of Hashem? So we already learned it out from the pasuk, and we have a pasuk by tefillin. So first the Gemara says, what's it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me not only the parchment, but the batim, but the boxes of tefillin, that's also included, based on Rav Yosef's halakha. The Gemara says, what do you mean? There's writings on the shin. There's writings on the tefillin shel rosh. We have a letter on the tefillin shel rosh. So therefore, we don't need a special drasha from Rav Yosef. We have the pasuk, L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, to teach me that even the tefillin show rosh. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella must be coming to teach me about the ritzuos. It must be coming to teach me even the straps of the tefillin that have no letters. So that I might think, since it has no letters, the Isser is Torah Hashem b'ficha, parchment, something which has the writing of the Torah on it, that requires a kosher ana, but perhaps straps which have no letters on it, therefore would not require to be from a kosher animal. Kamashbala, no, that comes from Yosef's din, that we need Rav Yosef Bilvad to teach me the straps. The Rashba points out, but we do have letters on the straps, the Dalet, the Yud. So the Rashba writes, those really aren't considered letters, they're only knots. They have the form of letters, but they're not halakhically considered letters. And therefore, only the shin, which is actually on the tefillin shel rosh, that's considered a letter, and therefore that falls under the rubric, under the category of Torah Hashem b'ficha. But the straps, which only have forms of letters, that doesn't constitute a letter, and then we need from this other source of Or Behemoth Tahora Bilvat. And in fact, that's what Rebbe Akiva Eger raises. What about the bottom? Why didn't the Gemara say, instead of jumping to the Ritzuos, why not jump to the Tefillin Shel Yad, which has no letter on the bottom? So that the Achronim point out, the Sfasemes and others, the Bir Halacha, we make a Hekesh, we equate the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tefillin Shel Yad. So whatever applies, it's a given. That whatever applies to the head tefillin applies to the hand tefillin. That the Gemara already knew. Hence, Elo Loritzuos, hence the halacha of Rav Yosef, of Hukshu, Lecha Shamayim, El Or Behemah Torah Bilvad, that's only referring to the straps. So what's clear from the Gemara, the parch, even the batim, even the boxes of the tefillin, that's considered umanti etoras zembeficha, but the letters four from the straps are, and therefore we need Rav Yosef's halacha. So the Rama. So there's a question in the Achronim and the Rishonim: how far does this go? So does this halacha of ohukshuru lamecha shamayim el or behematora bilvad, is that limited to the mitzvah of tefillin, because the straps are also part of the mitzvah of tefillin? Maybe only the straps, even though the straps might not have letters, but they're part of the whole general category of tefillin. That's why the halacha applies, but perhaps it's limited to tefillin. Or does this halacha apply to all mitzvahs? From the Mishkan, we couldn't bring a proof from the Tachash, because then one at the end of the day it was kosher. But even in the question, we weren't even... It was only for that time period. And that we'll have to get into another time. We'll have to see a further machlokas rishonim, whether it applied to the Mishkan. It's inconclusive from the Gemara whether it applied to the Mishkan. That's what we'll see. We'll have a machlokas, Rabbeinu Bachaya, Rav Haigon, in terms of whether the silk, why there was no silk in the Mishkan. Or what about the Techeles that came from Dam Chilazon? So we'll get into that discussion another time. But it's based on this Gemara, on whether the question gets off, is the halacha limited to tefillin? Wantiya Torah Hashem b'ficha, even that is learned out, as we'll see, that Magen Avraham will learn, that applies, that we make a hekesh to tefillin, that just like we find also, that just like women are putter from mitzvahs, I say, it's, she's butter from tefillin because it's a mitzvah that says as man grama. So too, all time oriented mitzvahs. Why would we use tefillin to learn from? Because by tefillin it's called Torah Hashem b'ficha, and therefore the Magen Avraham will see is to explain that all mitzvahs are derived from this principle. But the Rama quotes from the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, who questions. He raises the question. What about a shofar? Does a shofar, a horn of a shofar, does that Is it only horns from a kosher animal? Again, when the Gemara says we know one horn, the Gemara's conclusion by Tachash, it only had one horn, so we know it's kosher. But animals with two horns aren't necessarily kosher. So when you want to get a horn for a shofar, does it have to be from a kosher animal? That's the question of the Ran in Rosh Hashanah Chavav Amin Aleph. And he's mesupik about it because he thinks perhaps the halacha of minamuta beficha isn't limited to tefillin, but perhaps applies to shofar as well. And the Ran also says that another reason why maybe shofar is an exception like tefillin is because the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about Ein Katego Nasa Sanega, the halacha, that a prosecutor can't be a defendant. That only applies in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol not wearing the gold. But what about, so why can't you use a shofar shel para? So why can't you use a shofar that comes from a para because the para reminds us God of the sin of the Chet Egel? So the Gemara says, because shofar is kelefnim dami. Shofar is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's directly Melech HaShamayim. That also connects to the Mishkan. So perhaps the Ran is just entertaining, the Ran's not asking him this. Perhaps according to the Ran, other mitzvahs maybe he assumes it doesn't apply. But specifically shofar, because it's kelefnim dami, maybe the halacha applies. And therefore the Ran is machmir, the Ramah quotes the Ran, that when it comes to shofar, we should make sure we use a kosher animal. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Ran, and he even takes the Ran, either he learns the Ran that way, or he takes the Ran even further, and he says, as we mentioned, that tefillin is the rule, that we, since it says by tefillin, Torah Hashem Beficha, once we find the halacha by tefillin, like Mitzvah Aseh Shel Zman Grama, that just like they're exempt from tefillin, which is a Zman Grama, they're exempt from all Zman Grama, so to here, it applies to all mitzvahs, and certainly tefillin, but not only tefillin, that all other mitzvahs have to be manufactured from kosher animals. It seems to be a Gemara which is against the Magen Avraham, because there's a Gemara in Sukkah which tells us that you could use non-kosher animals for the walls of the Sukkah, an elephant, a peel. You could use a non-kosher animal for the walls of the Sukkah. So we see, according to the Magen Avraham, say this principle applies to all mitzvahs. We see explicitly not like the Magen Avraham, because we see you can use a non-kosher animal for the walls of the Sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan answers, there's no kasha. The Magen Avraham is only saying that any mitzvah that requires Torah Hashem, any mitzvah that requires writing, or that has to come, or any mitzvah, I should say, that has to come from an animal, so then the luck is, it has to be from a kosher animal. But since, for the walls of a sukkah, you can use anything, you can use plastic, you can use, there are other, the different materials, we'll see what you can use, what you can't use, for the walls of the sukkah, and therefore, since you don't have to use an animal at all, so therefore, that's why the Gemara says, you could use a non-kosher animal for the walls of the sukkah. But any halacha which requires leather, any halacha which requires an animal, the Magen Avraham will say it still has to be from a kosher animal. And in fact, they point out the Beis Shlomo, in commenting on the Magen Avraham, he wants to know, what about the following question? We know on Hanukkah, we use oils. So the good question is, do we have to use this kosher olive oil? Obviously the mitzvah min hamufkar is to use olive oil. What about using fats from a non-kosher animal? Oils from the fats of a non-kosher animal, would that be permissible to use in our mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So the Beis Shlomo himself, he concludes at the end of the day that it's mutter, because number one, he quotes, many opinions disagree with the Magen Avraham. So number one, it's the Magen Avraham against many other Achronim. And it's not clear, and many disagree with the rule to tefillin and not to or mishka, but not to the oil mitzvahs. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Chanukah is only a mitzvah drabbanan, so it's a machlokas and a mitzvah drabbanan, so it could be lenient. So the Beis Shlomo is lenient because he says the Magad Avram is a point of contention, and Chanukah is a mitzvah drabbanan, mashma on a mitzvah derais, so the Beis Shlomo would be machmir. However, the Beis Yitzchak wants to say, even according to the Magen Avram, this is because even according to the Magen Avram, you have to say you could use elephants for the walls of a sukkah, because the Gemara says it. So even perhaps according to the Magen Avram, you could use non-kosher oil for Chanukah. Based on what? So the Beis Yitzchak has an interesting answer. Based on a Tosis and Sota, on Yud Zayin Amabez, on 17b, the Tosis quotes the opinion of Rav Shimon from the Yerushalmi in Sota, who says there's halacha when a woman's suspected of committing adultery. So there's the process in order to keep the husband, Shalom Bayis, to get the husband and wife back together. So you permit writing the Sota scroll on a parchment of non-kosher animal. So we see you could use a non-kosher animal using parchment, and Rav Shimon says you could use parchment of a non-kosher animal. But why can you? So Rav Shimon says because it's nitna l'machika, that since it's destined to be erased, so Rav Shimon says it's okay. When it was erased, because when they used it, it was erased, because it was put into a cup of water, and they're sold to drink it, and the Sota would drink it and find out if she was innocent or guilty. So evidently we see from this Yerushalmi, the prohibition against using non-kosher materials for a Torah scroll, or perhaps for other mitzvah purposes, it's disrespectful for the mitzvah to exist on a non-kosher material. Maybe that's why. But in a case where it's going to be destroyed right away when it's being used, so then perhaps there is no problem. Even the Magen Avraham would agree the halacha of Rav Yosef would not apply. And therefore the Beis Yitzchak says, takes it a step further and says, hence, since the oil for the Chanukah lamp is burned and it's not meant to be used, it's being destroyed, it's nitna l'machika, it's nitna to be destroyed, it's going to be consumed, so maybe it's comparable to the Sota scroll, and therefore it's be permitted to take in from non-kosher sources. So that's so we'll have to continue on this topic. There's a lot more to discuss, but just to summarize, the Gemara spoke about whether you could use a tachash, whether a tachash was a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. It was used for the skins in the mishkan. It was the skin of the animals used for the mishkan. The Gemara concluded it was good because it had one horn, but in the original assumption, we didn't know if it was good. So the Gemara basically concludes, the only thing we know black and white is by tefillin. At first the Gemara says that applies only to the parchment. Then the Gemara says it also applies to the batim because it has the shin on the tefillin jarosh, and we compare the rosh yad. And then the Gemara says, we need Rabbi Yosef Zalacha to teach me that even the straps that have no letters, the halacha applies. The straps do have letters, but that's only knots. They look like letters, but not actually halachically letters. So we need Rabbi Yosef's opinion to teach me even straps. So there's a major machlokas whether how far we take this printer. Is it limited to tefillin and even straps because they still come from the tefillin? No, it applies to other mitzvahs as well. So the Ramah quotes this Ran about by shofar, that maybe shofar is an exception because it's dunkel with nimdami, it has a special status, but shar mitzvah seems to be okay. And the Magen Avraham seems to say it applies to all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, the halacha, we learned out from tefillin. What about elephant we see by sukkah you could use for the walls? No. So perhaps, as Aruch HaShulchan points out, it's only limited to a mitzvah that requires an animal. If you don't need an animal anyway, so you wouldn't need a kosher animal. And then the Acharonim, the Beis Shlomo, raises the question by using non-kosher oil for the Chanukah. So he says, since it's a machlokas, Magen Avraham and the Ramah and other Acharonim, on whether this halacha even applies to Chanukah lamp. So therefore, you could be lenient since Chanukah is only a mitzvah drabbanan. However, the Beis Yitzchak wants to say, no, it's not a machlokas. Maybe even the Magen Avraham would agree. In this case, it's okay. It's comparable to the Yerushalmi, which talks about Rav Shimon, that when they used to write the Sota scroll, they used the non-kosher animal. Why? Since it's nitna l'machika, since it's destined to be destroyed. So too, since the Chanukah, the oil, is destined to be consumed and burned, so therefore maybe even the Magen Avraham would agree that it'd be permitted to use non-kosher oil for your Chanukah lamps.